صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, Inshallah Azza wa Jal, today we will learn a few blessings of the blessed month of Ramadan. First, let's listen to the excellence of Salatul Nabi صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم. The Prophet of mankind, the peace of her heart and mind, the most generous and kind, the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, indeed, he who recites salat, durood upon me the most, he will be the closest to me on the day of judgment. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, it is a great bounty of Allah azza wa jal that he azza wa jal has granted us the tremendous gift in the form of Ramadan, whose every moment is full of mercy. The reward of good deeds is multiplied many times in this month. The reward of a nafil act is equivalent to that of a fard, an obligatory one, while the reward of a fard act is multiplied 70 times in this month. Even the sleep of a fasting individual is considered an act of worship. The divine arsh-holding angels say Ameen for the dua of the fasting people. According to a hadith, the fish in the seas ask for forgiveness until the iftar for the one who is fasting in the month of Ramadan. Fast is a hidden form of worship. No one can come to know about your fast until you tell them. Allah Azza wa Jalla likes hidden worship more. A blessed hadith says, fasting is the door of worship. Ramadan is a blessed and a sacred month in which Allah Azza wa Jal revealed the Holy Quran. He Azza wa Jal mentions the revelation of the Holy Quran and Ramadan in these words. Translation from Kanzul Iman. The month of Ramadan in which was sent down the Quran, the guidance for mankind, the direction and the clear criteria to judge between right and wrong. So whoever among you finds this month must fast for the whole month, and whoever is sick or on a journey may fast the same number in other days. Allah Azza wa Jal desires ease for you and does not desire hardship for you, so that you complete the count of fast and glorify Allah's greatness for having guided you, and so that you may be grateful.